You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Just a warning, the next piece will be covering abuse, which may be a sensitive topic for some listeners. So, from the 15th to the 22nd of June, it is Elder Abuse Awareness Week, with the World Elder Abuse Awareness Day taking place on the 15th of June. With most abuse being coming from family members, elder abuse in many situations isn't as reported due to the shame or other complications that it could create. In the wake of COVID-19, it has been seen, so much support has been given to the elderly, which with calls to make sure that this continues. I talked to Hanny Nels, a professional educator from Age Concern, a leading provider in New Zealand when it comes to elder abuse services, and I started by asking about the current statistics around elder abuse in New Zealand.
At the moment, the figures that we have from Age Concerns around New Zealand is that we have about 2,500 around about cases that we're dealing with. Now, we're not the only organisation that deals with elder abuse, but we're one of the main ones and we cover most of the country. And that's all the cases that come to our attention, but we know that only a small percentage of all the cases of elder abuse actually come to the attention of any agency or authority.
And how are the cases and the number of cases being brought forward in New Zealand compared to the rest of the world?
Generally, from what we know, that often across the world, there's anything between 10 to 16% of cases come to the attention of agencies like ours that are able to support people who are being abused. So it's a phenomenon across the world that not all cases come to the attention of agencies, and there's a number of reasons for that. Older people aren't always in a position to do that, and if they do, then they lose the support of family, because a lot of the elder abuse does get perpetrated by family members, and so often older people aren't in a position to say they want to report what's going on, because they're going to lose contact with the very people that they need at this stage in their lives, like their families.
And what can be done to try and prevent this abuse from taking place?
We need much more awareness around all of our communities that what's happening to older people is not okay. It's been wonderful during the COVID time that there's been a lot more attention paid to people being kind to older people and people looking out for older people. And we'd encourage that as part of being able to say, is something happening in that situation that doesn't seem quite right? We always encourage people to ring and just talk through the situation, even if they're not sure. It's not about reporting things that have definitely happened. It's around raising the questions. And so at Age Concern, we always welcome people phoning us and saying, I'm not sure about this situation. I wonder, can we just talk it through and get some advice?
So what are some of the factors that lead to people feeling they can abuse the elderly, especially when, in most cases, it is family members?
Often people feel that older people are no longer valuable, or that people feel that older people's money or property or resources is something that they need. There's a lot of people who believe that inheritance money in the future is actually theirs to have now. And if people are struggling, they think, oh, well, older people don't need that. They don't need haircuts. They don't need new clothes. They don't need hearing aids. But we need money. And so there's a lot of pressure put on older people to give, to lend, or to do for younger generations of older people, if younger generations from that family of the older person.
And what forms can elder abuse take?
Underlying most abuse is what we call psychological abuse or emotional abuse, and often that's not open threats, although sometimes it is, but often it's much more subtle, but it's manipulative. It's making the older people feel bad if they don't give, or the older people feel that they're going to lose contact if they don't front up with what it is that the younger person wants. So psychological abuse sits under most abuse. And that's in more than 80% of the cases that we deal with. But in more than half of the cases that we'll deal with, 50% of the cases involve financial abuse. And that isn't just only money, but it's using people's bank cards, it's using older people's cards, it's asking older people to be guarantors for loans and then not paying it back. It's asking older people to sell their homes and give the deposits so that a younger generation can start a business. There's a lot of ways that financial abuse happens in that way. So those are the two major ones. It's much smaller, but there is a percentage of physical abuse where people aren't just hit, but often they're not getting the medication that they're needing. And sometimes it's we also have neglect, about one in five cases of neglect, where a person isn't getting what they're needing and they're also not getting what they deserve, whether that's through family members, whether that's through caregivers, or whether people just being ignored. And in this period of time when we've had the COVID restrictions, that's what's happened in some cases, where people haven't had what they've needed and not been able to access the services or the care that they need.
And with so many cases being within families, how do families move forward after abuse has been reported?
Often the problem is that there's differences between family members, and that becomes part of the difficulty, is that who chooses. And that's why we encourage people to phone us, because often within a family situation there's a number of people involved. And so sometimes people need to talk through and say, hey, what my brother's doing, I'm not so sure that rings true. Or there's a grandchild in this situation that seems to be using their grandparents' a card, or there's often somebody in the family that does know. And it isn't about snitching on your family, it's about saying who's important, who's the most important in this situation. And we say, from an age concern point of view, that the older person is the most important, and their rights and their needs need to be paramount. So if other family members have needs, we understand that other family members have needs too, but they can't be at the cost of the older person's well-being.
And what sort of measures are put in place within healthcare centres, such as hospitals and retirement villages, to make sure abuse doesn't take place there?
In the hospitals and in healthcare, like residential care situations, there are auditing and there are staff and employment contracts around those things, and there's the Health and Disability Commission standards that are generally there, and they have to be open to scrutiny under those. What often happens though is that there's a combination of variation of things that are happening at the same time in a institutional situation, and those are often staffing matters. There are situations where staff who, like families, where have to be really scrupulous about making sure that fellow workers are also treating older people with respect.
And what are some of the reasons people feel they can't report elder abuse?
For the older person themselves, often they can't do that without actually being in a situation where it's going to cost them. So if you're threatened, if you don't give me the money or you don't give me your car because I can't get my children to school, I'll never bring the grandchildren back to you again. So there's a lot of that threat that's undermining the manipulation. I need it now because otherwise I've lost my job, or I'm going to lose my house, or I'm not going to be able to have the kids at weekends if I can't live with you and not pay any rent because I don't have enough money to have a place of my own. Those kinds of manipulations at which the older person is perceived to be not contributing if they don't agree. So that makes it harder for an older person to speak out. And in other situations where older people are not aware of what's happening, look at what's happened over the time of COVID. Older people who are used to going down to the post office, paying their bills, very scrupulous about this, have had to give their cards out, make arrangements over the phone. Some of these bank statements aren't going to come in for months before they see that not only has the bill been paid, but a whole lot of other things have been paid that have had nothing to do with them. So often it's not obvious to the older person, and certainly not straight away. And a lot of elder abuse happens over a period of time, and it starts off small, starts off with, oh, can I just borrow this, or I just need this because I'm in a fix this week, and then it gradually grows. And so by the time an older person is aware of the harm, or by the time another person in the family or a neighbour is aware that there's something more serious happening, it's already subtly grown and caused significant harm to the older person by then.
So what can be done in these situations then, apart from being able to ring Age Concern?
Certainly we, as Age Concern, as an agency that supports older people and supports family, we work in combination with other service agencies like banks. If there's a person who's having a problem with their bank, we sometimes have banks come to us saying we're a bit dubious about what's happening with this customer of ours, and we work together with them. So it's usually very good if we can work together. Sometimes doctors will refer to us, and sometimes other agencies in the community. And during this time of COVID, we've certainly had wonderful cooperation with MSD, with Work and Income, with housing agencies. There's a variety of agencies that work together with us to support an older person. So it doesn't just need to come from one direct source, it can come from a whole variety of sources. And that's why it's great for our community, where we've all got our eyes and ears open to what's happening in our street, in our suburb, in the shops, in the cafes, and the places where we go.
So as a member of the public, what can someone do to help prevent elder abuse from taking place in the first place?
As a member of the public, we all need to look at our own family situations, and we all need to look and make sure that we are doing exactly what we've been asked to do, to be kind to older people. And if we realise in ourselves that, gosh, our mum or our auntie lives in another town and we've not really been in touch at all, then it's time to start looking and saying, hey, how can we drop a line? How can we send a card? How can we ring every week? How can we FaceTime to keep in touch? So that's what we can do at a personal level. But it's not just with our older relatives. It can be neighbours in the street, people that we've known for a long time. And also prick up our ears about what's happening around us. We've had neighbours ring us and saying there's something really funny happening in the house next door and I can't put my finger on it, but I can hear every time when that grandson arrives there are arguments, or, you know, there's lots of subtle ways that we can keep our eyes and our ears open. And certainly when we're shopping, we can pick up if somebody's card is being used, an older person or an older person is being treated disrespectfully. Often that's the first sign that we can pick up. If an older person is being treated without respect, being spoken down to, being talked over the top of, if not being allowed to make their own choices, those are all signs that we can look out for.
Are there any other comments you'd like to make?
Just want to say that it's fantastic that older people have been so much cared for and supported over this time when we've been in lockdown, and it's given a lot of people a whole new understanding of what it's like to be an older person and to not have all the ability to do everything because of the isolation measures that were taking place. So we'd like to say, let's please carry on as a community caring for the older people in our community and keeping a watch out. And you can always ring 0800 65 2105 to raise any questions or concerns. Nothing too big or too small to raise a concern.
If you feel that you may be a victim of elder abuse or maybe witnessing it in your home, family or community, as Hanny said, give their number a call, 0800 652 105, to get free and confidential support.
We also just had someone ring in and sharing pretty tragic story about someone who passed away, and they wished, you know, when they reported it to the local police station, because they knew there was some iffy stuff happening with kind of the abuse that Age Concern was talking about, and the police said they couldn't do anything and that they wished that they knew Age Concern, you know, was the thing they could reach out to at that point. Definitely check up on the older people in your life, and really important to keep that conversation going. Thanks for the caller who called in.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.